7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspected gunman in the shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder was in court yesterday. Ahmad Alisa faces 10 first-degree murder charges and one charge of attempted murder. And CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry says there will likely be more.
Just for context, the adult charged in the STEM school shooting case faces more than 40 felony charges and another 20 or 30 misdemeanors. And he killed one person. This is, you know, this is an alleged killing of 10.
CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry. King Soopers is giving $1 million towards supporting the community, victims, and survivors of Monday's shooting. King Soopers is part of Kroger, one of the world's largest grocery chains. In a statement yesterday, the company says the donation to the Colorado Healing Fund will help with mental health services and other financial relief. The company also says it's providing paid leave to workers directly affected by the shooting. Pitkin County has Colorado's highest coronavirus case rate right now, and it has the strictest COVID-19 rules in the state. Jordana Sabella is the county's interim public health director. She says tourism, especially to Aspen, is likely driving the rise in cases.
While our residents are typically staying home and going to work, when visitors come, you know, they're engaging, they're spending more time at restaurants, they're typically gathering with more people.
Arts and culture venues closed by the pandemic will have another chance at new funding. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Arts venues and cultural spaces affected by the pandemic can start applying for the U.S. Small Business Administration's Shuttered Venue Operator Grant on April 8th. The grants are part of a $16 billion stimulus program to help organizations, theaters, museums, and zoos keep their doors open. Each business can apply for up to $10 million to cover payroll and pay debt. The money can also go towards personal protective equipment and any reopening costs. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 7. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.